Well, now joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Dr. Dan Lustig. He's the president and CEO of Haymarket Center. Doctor, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you and good morning.
First, let's start out, what is Haymarket Center?
Haymarket Center is a residential and outpatient substance abuse treatment and mental health program agency on the west side of Chicago. Haymarket serves about 14,000 clients a year come through our system. That being our main headquarters is a 400-bed residential complex. We have other locations up in Waukegan, up in Uptown, as well as a very long-term program working with the homeless and mentally ill individuals, triaging them out of O'Hare International Airport.
And, I mean, this is a nationally recognized program.
Absolutely.
New focus now, opioid epidemic. What's the cause?
Well, there's a lot of causes, primarily to what we're facing right now, which is the largest health medical epidemic this country's ever seen. You know, when you go back at least 10, 15, even 20 years, and you see the ramping up of prescription pain medications in this country, you began to see the level of addiction climbing exponentially each and every year. And so, you know, the lack of regulation in how pain medication was delivered has contributed greatly to this epidemic that we're seeing. It's also followed by the fact that many families and individuals don't throw out or dispose of properly opioid medication, pain medication. And for the collar counties, that primarily was the real emphasis of what contributed to the opioid crisis that we're seeing now in Illinois is pain medication.
What keeps fueling this epidemic?
So one most important issue is that heroin is inexpensive. So for individuals that are prescribed opioid painkillers for, you know, legitimate means and they run out, many individuals find themselves that they are addicted to these pain medications, and heroin is the next likely cheaper result of that, and that's contributing greatly.
In this ramping up, is that been a change in philosophy of doctors?
Ironically, many years ago, the American Medical Association actually looked at pain as the kind of fifth vital sign to be measured and dealt with as you're dealing with patients. When that occurred, managing pain was very personal. There's not a template that says your pain is different than my pain. And so what doctors were prescribing was these long-term pills of 30, 60, 90 days of pain medication that oftentimes people became addicted to. Most individuals will become addicted to pain medication usually after a week of using it as prescribed.
So after
1 week, you're going to feel a little withdrawal when you come off of it. And so when you look at the lack of regulation of prescription medications, it has contributed a lot to what's impacting our families here in Illinois.
And we've seen lawsuits in the suburbs here in Illinois against pharmaceutical manufacturers over their role of trying to get their product distributed.
Correct.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Absolutely. When you go back even 20 years, you see real strong marketing plans to physicians about using opioid pain medications. There was lots of marketing to many different doctors to prescribe these medications without any type of regulation or screening. What people and families don't realize is that if addiction runs in your family, there is a strong likelihood that you yourself will also become addicted, and we need to have those conversations. So if you have a family member whose mother or father was an alcoholic or who was a drug addict, it does predispose our children to very similar addictive type of exposure. We got to be careful of that. We've got to be able to screen accurately who and what type of patient we have in front of us.
Well, I started out with the clip from Cory Gardner from Colorado about the kind of crackdown on marijuana, and there's a big debate about the issue of, you know, is, can marijuana serve as an alternative? Because, I mean, there is a need for pain management, isn't
Correct.
There?
Yes.
And so, you know, this seems to be a raging debate going on about expanding legalized marijuana for pain treatment. Illinois, of course, does have medicinal marijuana, mm-hmm. Is this a debate that's likely to be solved anytime soon?
It's a debate that has lots of tentacles to it. When you look at legalizing marijuana, it's important right now that our politicians begin to lead through scientific knowledge and not out of fear and not out of rumor and innuendo. We don't know how much marijuana treats conditions. We don't know, does a person take 20 milligrams, 50 milligrams? We don't know the scientific evidence of that. And that is a huge problem. When someone says that marijuana helps me with my glaucoma, marijuana helps me with my Parkinson's disease, what we should be thinking about is, what's that milligram? What is that exact dosage that's helping you with this? And that we don't know. The issue that we have now is that this is becoming, marijuana is becoming a funding issue. This is about adding money to needed services in many states across this country. We're not really having a debate about the usefulness of marijuana. We're having a debate that says marijuana brings tax money to the states without clearly understanding the consequences of long-term marijuana use. When you look at the marijuana that occurred in the early 60s and 70s, the amount of THC in marijuana in that time was between 8 and 12%. Okay, today you're seeing THC contents in excess of 22%. And those kind of continued high-level dosage percentages has major consequences to that, up to including many beginning people who try marijuana at that dosage level experience the psychotic episodes. So you have co-occurring mental health conditions that can occur when you have individuals first using marijuana. So the message here is, politicians need to look at the scientific evidence before they start laying down policy and law.
We're speaking with Dr. Dan Lustig. He's the president and CEO of Haymarket Center. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue. Joining me here in the studio is Dr. Dan Lustig. He's president and CEO of Haymarket Center. Haymarket Center is the largest not-for-profit community-based adult detoxification, residential, and outpatient substance abuse treatment facility in Chicago. I was glad I could fit all that in and it was not radio written. So, doctor, we kind of laid the base here of talking about the opioid epidemic, and Haymarket is now looking to try to move out into DuPage County and provide some substance abuse treatment services there, specifically a facility in the southern part of Wheaton, a 16-unit facility. It has gotten support from some major players in DuPage County.
That is correct. We have gotten a lot of support. Let's just focus a little bit on why Wheaton, why now. And you know, in Illinois last year alone, we've had 1,900 individuals die from opioid addiction, and that's just a startling number of people who have died. 1,900 people in our state have died due to opioid addiction. When you begin to look at DuPage, since 2013, we've had over 300 overdose reversals in DuPage, coupled by last year alone, close to 80 patients, 80 family members, 80 kids died because of opioid addiction.
And this is a number that's steadily increased in the last 3 years.
When you look at over the last 3 years, you've had double-digit increases across the county. This is an exact attack on our children and our families in DuPage County. And what is startling for me is I am baffled by the fact that counties continue to show resistance to opening up treatment facilities when the county and the area clearly see there's a need there. When you look at 8 bags of heroin being found outside of an Elmhurst high school, this is a war against our children. And we need to be wearing badges of honor when you want to talk about opening up a treatment facility. This is what should be happening right now in Wheaton, is that people and politicians should be wearing a badge of honor that says we are going to open up a comprehensive substance abuse and mental health service program for the county to serve the county. Because so many families out there have lost such young kids in their 20s, really, really smart kids, kids that were giving back to not only their community, but to their families and friends, are now gone.
Is part of the reluctance, one, just an unfamiliarity of the services that you provide?
I don't think it's that. I think the resistance comes from the fact of fear. I think people have the perception that a drug addict is this homeless, poor person that deserves to be, you know, they had a choice to start using heroin, and they are the drugs of society, and they need to be cast aside. One thing we are very clear on, the epidemic and its epicenter, is it's reached every socioeconomic class in this country. Right now, you have more Caucasian kids that are dying from opioid addiction than any other race. So I think what people are not understanding, and the families that I've spoken to in DuPage County, they don't know where to turn when their child is impacted by addiction. They do not know where to turn. Many families in DuPage have remortgaged their homes to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars to get their children into treatment. Not in DuPage County, out of the state, out of the county. Why not have a program that is both comprehensive and internationally known set of criteria that Haymarket Center abides by, having it in your own backyard, having a comprehensive treatment center close to home where family can support kids going through their program?
In this, is there, is having a facility like this, is that viewed in some respects as, well, maybe we don't want it in DuPage County because that reflects that there's a problem, and DuPage County, you know, always pro growth, pro everything, that it would represent in some respects a failure?
You know, I will tell you that early on, I think that might have been the issue, but so many of the leaders of DuPage know that there's a problem. So many of the leaders of DuPage, so many of the politicians want programming in their county. They understand that this is an epidemic, and they also understand that this needs to be fought here at home.
Well, you literally can't go into a doctor's office in DuPage County without seeing some kind of a poster or about, you know, signs, warning signs, you know, be on the lookout for this.
When you look at addiction over the last 10 years, when you look at just, let's just take last year for an example, we lost 480,000 people to tobacco addiction. We lost 88,000 people due to alcohol addiction. And we lost another 60,000 to opioid addiction. If you times that over the last 10 years, we have lost millions of people to addiction. This is the time to provide a comprehensive approach to this epidemic. Let's bring comprehensive treatment to DuPage, and most of all, to those families whose children are impacted in DuPage.
Well, I mentioned that and you, as you have as well, some prominent support from DuPage County leaders, Robert Berlin, the DuPage County State's Attorney, in support of this. Dr. Richard Jorgensen, he's the DuPage County Coroner, very much in support of this. Evelyn Sanguinetti, the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Illinois, former Wheaton City Council member, also expressing support for this. And so there's a zoning hearing coming up on Tuesday, I believe.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Where does this thing stand in your mind?
So, you know, it's a tough uphill battle. I think a lot of the residents are afraid of having a comprehensive program in their neighborhood. But they also need to understand that Haymarket Center is also an accredited agency. We are CARF accredited agency, which holds a set of international standards on care. So this is not a fly-by-night organization. This is an organization that's been around for over 43 years, was founded by Father Ignatius McDermott to provide the most comprehensive services to those that need it the most. I still think that there's a lot of shame and stigma attached to this disease, to this medical disorder. Let's keep that at the forefront, that this is a medical disorder that needs to be treated, and if it's not treated early enough, people will cycle in and out of their addiction for the next 30 years if we do not offer comprehensive services. I think people are afraid of that. I think, you know, once people get an understanding of who Haymarket is, what our approach is, we have 19 evidence-based interventions that run our programs here in Chicago. Many of those interventions are coming to DuPage. You will not find a treatment center in this country that has 19 evidence-based interventions inside their program.
Well, and you mentioned stigma, and I think, you know, as we've seen, and I'm sure you have as well, attitudes towards mental health have changed greatly, and that, you know, what was once viewed as, you know, just a weakness is now, you know, it is a medical issue. It's a real medical issue. This is a real medical issue.
And it's a huge cost to our society if left untreated. You know, when you start looking at the costs of mental health and addiction in this country, it's in the billions of dollars. So getting people into treatment actually brings revenue back to counties and cities by getting people in to be productive jobs again. There is lost revenue. There's huge costs to emergency rooms, to criminal justice systems. There are huge costs that can be improved if we get people into the right system of care. When you criminalize this disorder, that's not getting people into the right system of care. When you put people into an emergency room where all they're treating is the overdose and not long-term treatment, you're not putting people into the right system of care. The best care is to get them into a treatment program that focuses on addiction and mental illness.
That's Dr. Dan Lustig, President and CEO of Haymarket Center. Doctor, thank you so much for joining me on the Sunday Spin.
Thank you for helping lending a voice to this.